This is Plantorama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. This week, Agriculture Today host Samantha Bennett and K-State Research and Extension Director of Publications Mark Stadlander focus on publications that can help everyone, from beginners to experts, have greater success in the garden.
So some background on There's a Pub for That. Commonly in our team's conversations, we'll be talking about a subject and Mark will say, "Do you know we have a pub for that?" So this is an idea that we came up with as a team that we're going to share with you all, where we're just going to talk about resources through K-State Research and Extension through our bookstore.
Yes. Currently, there are more than 1,700 titles in the bookstore library. They cover everything K-State Research and Extension covers. But with the upcoming spring and gardening season, I thought today would be a good day to talk about some of our new and popular gardening publications. Let's start with an ongoing popular publication. It has been out for years and it's currently being updated, the Kansas Garden Guide. If you just want a single resource on how to start a garden in Kansas, this is the resource you need. In 2022, the Garden Guide was downloaded nearly 36,000 times from our website.
Wow, our most popular publication, right?
Yes.
When it comes to the Garden Guide, some things that it highlights is, you know, different varieties that can be planted in Kansas, zones, I'm assuming, things like that.
It starts with what you need to do to prepare a garden site, talks about preparing the garden, how to compost. It has tables on where you live in the state and when you should plant something. It gives you different times of the year you can plant, but really we'll walk you through step by step on what you need to have a vegetable garden in Kansas.
When it comes to gardening titles that we have in our publication repertoire, there's really a lot of diversity, right? It can be anywhere from age-old pros or people that are professionals to backyard gardeners.
Yes, we have publications for greenhouse professionals. We have publications geared toward small farmers or people who are interested in farmers markets. But today, what I'd like to talk about, the titles cover home gardening. And again, we have things from the basics, a beginner's guide on how to make compost, which is a good use of waste around your house. And again, the garden guide is a good guide for beginners. But as you get more specific, we also have a vegetable garden planning guide, which will guide you through different vegetables, which varieties grow well here, timing of planting. And again, it's a popular publication downloaded from our bookstore website almost 15,000 times in 2022.
And I know a little bit more unique probably than listeners are used to hearing from us, but there was also some publications put out recently by Rebecca McMahon. She authored several publications on gardening and learning opportunities for kids in schools, right?
Yes. If your school is interested in starting a school garden, we have two titles. One of the titles is a book on garden templates and plant choices for Kansas school gardens. And another title that Rebecca authored is Considerations and Resources for School Garden Designs, specifically set for in Kansas. And I do know that in those publications, they specifically talk about things that you can wait till the school year starts to plant.
And Mark, I know our options are really limitless when it comes to our publications here at K-State Research and Extension. So if you were telling listeners, you know, motivating them to use our publications more, where's a good place for them to find this as a resource? How can they get more information from them?
You can always go to your local extension office. If you're searching on the web, the bookstore website is bookstore.ksre.ksu.edu, because so many of us use Google as a search resource. If you want to know more about strawberries and you want to know specifically information from Kansas, if in your Google search bar you type in strawberries, a space, and type ksu.edu, it will first return information from Kansas State University.
That's K-State Research and Extension Director of Publications, Mark Stadlander, with information on extension publications for gardeners. He spoke with Agriculture Today host Samantha Bennett. Plantorama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.